Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, Caroline. Thanks for joining me again.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you here. First, I do want to start with, you know, the developing story that is concerning as we see the confirmation now from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. I reported it earlier this morning, confirming that the United States does have evidence that thousands of these North Korean troops are, in fact, in Russia. It appears that they're training to help out. And so, you know, the Trump campaign's reaction to this very concerning development.
This is a deeply concerning development. There's no doubt about it. And unfortunately, it's inevitable. When you look at the past 4 years of weak foreign policy from the Harris-Biden administration, just a year ago, President Xi in China, President Putin in Russia met and vocally, publicly stated that they were looking to establish a new world order. And there wasn't much coverage of that in the American press because, unfortunately, they're more concerned with degrading Donald Trump and spewing lies about him than focusing on the very real powers of evil that are joining together on the world stage right now. And so this is deeply concerning, and we can only expect that the tension between our nation and Iran and North Korea and China will only continue, and Russia, if Kamala Harris is elected as commander-in-chief. None of these adversaries take her seriously. They are foaming at the mouth, waiting and hoping that she will be elected. They do not want Donald Trump back in the Oval Office because none of this was happening under his leadership.
And so do you see this as another pivotal moment? Because, you know, I know that the vice president was interviewed. It was a pre-taped interview on NBC yesterday. Today it's going to be live in Delco, locally in Delaware County, just outside of Philadelphia, obviously, with the vice president. And CNN, they have to ask the vice president, who is, I have to remind everybody, is the current vice president in the current administration, you know, who's been there for 3.5 years, because sometimes I think people forget that when you look at the campaign. It's this campaign where they say, well, here's what I will do, but, well, what are you doing? And so there's a huge difference. And I think this kind of a headline is one of the serious headlines, Caroline, where you as a consumer, an American consumer, an American voter, and even CNN, they have to, right at this moment, understand the stark difference between rhetoric and the reality of this very serious moment.
I hope that CNN will ask Kamala Harris about that tonight. It's probably the most pressing question of the day. Yes. Again, we have two of our major adversaries in this world joining forces together, and the war in Ukraine continuing to escalate with no plan to end it in sight. The only thing the Harris-Biden administration has done is prolonged the war and written blank checks from the American taxpayers who are struggling here at home economically and financially. So this question needs to be asked of Kamala Harris. I hope that it will. But like you said, she has been the vice president for the last 4 years. She owns this. It's her responsibility to fix it. She could go back to the White House with Joe Biden tonight to, you know, take strong, tough action to end what we see happening on the world stage. She refuses to.
And the other piece of it, Caroline, is that, and I want to shift in just a moment to talk about Dave McCormick and some of the campaign switches that we're seeing down ticket. But I do want to ask you about this as well, because there's a consistency to what you're saying with regard to a pattern. In other words, we know that there's this big investigation after a reported leak over the last weekend, two Pentagon documents that were assessing Israel's readiness to strike Iran. But to me, when I look at that, what it shows is the lack of a relationship. You know what I mean? If somebody was trying to leak something, what it reveals is the revelation that this White House, this administration, perhaps does not have a close tie anymore with our critical ally of Israel.
Yes, deeply concerning that potentially someone in our intelligence community leaked this intel. I think that's treasonous mm-hmm. behavior, if I may say.
Yes.
Anyone who did that clearly hates our country and does not respect our national security, should not be working for our federal government. So the FBI needs to investigate this. The Harris-Biden administration needs to put pressure on them to come to a conclusion on who did this. And it is another, you know, thing that is going to further weaken, unfortunately, our relationship with Israel. And again, just a few years ago under President Trump, this was not happening. Our alliance with Israel had never been stronger. In fact, Israel trusted President Trump and America so much that they were willing to go to the negotiating table with Arab nations that they hadn't spoken to in decades mm-hmm. To negotiate the historic peace accords.
Yes.
And President Trump negotiated or served as the broker for these negotiations. And Israel and seven Arab nations came to the table. There was historic peace and stability in the Middle East. And now we've seen the region erupt into a full-blown war, again, with no end in sight. As long as Kamala Harris is in office, the Iranian regime will continue to be strengthened. They've been allowed to profit more than $80 billion in illicit oil sales over the past 4 years because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden lifted President Trump's tough and effective sanctions on their regime. And they still, to this day, have not reinstilled them, which is just mind-boggling considering all that Iran has done in the last, especially year, since the October 7th attack on Israel.
Yes. We played a commercial yesterday with incumbent longtime Senator Bob Casey Jr., who is going for his fourth term as United States Senator representing Pennsylvania, of course. And the Cook Report this week, it was kind of a shock to some that, in fact, Casey's getting a run for his money from one, Dave McCormick, obviously combat veteran, somebody who's served in the military, grew up here in Pennsylvania, built a business and successful businessman. And McCormick's campaign is obviously making a dent because the Cook Report came out and said it's too close to call. And so now we see the shift, and this is happening in other swing states as well. But your reaction to that, as far as Democrats in states like Pennsylvania changing their game plan, basically, and even tying themselves to some Trump policies, such as energy policies and being pro-fracking.
Yeah, look, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is such an important state to President Trump and Republicans' electoral success on November 5th. And I know early voting is underway. We're encouraging all Pennsylvanians to get out and to vote for President Trump and vote Republican up and down the ballot. We cannot afford to elect Democrats, not at your state level or to the United States Senate, certainly not to the White House. Look at what's happened to Pennsylvania over the past 4 years under the Harris-Biden administration. Inflation in Pennsylvania is higher than the national average. Kamala Harris has long promised a ban on fracking. She's flip-flopped on that about three different times throughout this race because she's a phony politician. But rest assured, if she is to be elected, she will implement her long-awaited, long-promised ban on fracking, which will be devastating to Pennsylvania's energy industry. It will kill thousands of jobs, and it cannot happen. President Trump will support the fracking industry. He will expand it. We will be a net exporter of energy again, like we were in his first term, and that will then bring down the cost of living and inflation for Pennsylvanians. So the choice is very clear. Kamala Harris created all these problems. President Trump is going to fix these problems, and that's why I'm encouraging everyone listening to your show today to get out and to vote for President Trump.
Caroline Leavitt, thank you so much. There's so much that I could ask you about. We're still kind of basking in the moment of that great McDonald's event that is still going viral here in Bucks County, or in Pennsylvania and Bucks County, neighboring Philadelphia, obviously. But it was surely a great moment.
It was indeed. And we love Pennsylvania, and we're going to be back there many times between now and November 5th. So thank you so much.
Thanks
for having
Caroline.
Me. And everyone get out and vote.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.